This is the segment where we do a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without giving away fake solar eclipse glasses before the solar eclipse, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. You have to make sure those are legit.
Yeah, this is actually a library's gaffe. They got a bunch of eclipse glasses. Now, they said they just got it off Walmart, right? And so, you know, no harm, no foul, whatever. And so that local kids could obviously witness the solar eclipse that just happened.
Oh, no.
But became a lesson on the evils of big business because they figured out that those glasses may be fakes. They may be counterfeit. So they weren't able to actually verify that they were legit solar glasses.
Like, who is making counterfeit eclipse glasses? Who is doing that?
Someone trying to do make a quick buck, I guess. But 2 hours before the eclipse, the library is like sending panicked messages out on social media saying, "Hey, if you got any of our glasses, don't use them."
Like, how did they figure that out though? Before the actual eclipse?
Well,
were they trying to like look at the sun, the full sun, before it was eclipsing?
They were looking to see whether they were approved by the American Astronomy Society, I guess, which they were labeled as a brand approved, the ones that they got. But they later learned that they may be knockoffs and not the ones that they actually purchased.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so there's... So they basically couldn't just verify that what they had were legit.
Okay.
Right?
So they were just a little on the side
of
caution. Oh,
yeah, on the side of caution.
Yes.
And kind of, you know, obviously rushing, panicked before 2 hours before the eclipse actually happens.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I hope everybody got the memo.
I know. Now, there's no indication that anybody was actually hurt from the glasses.
That's good.
And they could have been perfectly safe.
Well, but shame on you if you're making the counterfeit glasses.
Yeah, again, like what you said, who is doing that?
That is wrong. Because honestly, like the legit ones were what, $2?
I got a pack of 10 for, yeah, I think about $2. Yeah.
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 Like there was a guy in the neighborhood that was selling $2 a pair, so they couldn't have been.
He was selling them like,
yes!
like he had one of those jackets.
He bought some wholesale. They were.
Hey, I tell you what, you
my
want
my retina's fine.
You want one of these glasses? I got.
You're like, all right, that's.
I got
like
your hookup. Tell you what else do you need? Do you want
I don't have to go far?
Nice,
it's just in the neighborhood.
Do you want a nice gold watch?
Yeah, I'll take one of those too.
I got one of those too. Hey,
not bad.
Rolex, I love it.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without giving away fake solar eclipse glasses right before the solar eclipse, then you're doing okay.
Goodness, the panic that must have ensued in the library.
Yeah, that is your setting the bar story.